March 29th, 8:30, and we have Dr. Joel Wallach here with us tonight, and we are so pleased and honored to have him on our call. We only have him for a short time here, for half an hour, and we'll let him get started just after I give you a little brief introduction that Dr. Wallach has, he's renowned doctor over the, so many people know him, but so many people don't realize what he has done for people and animals. And so I just want to give you a little background that if you've ever gone to a zoo or an aquarium, because those animals and mammals are doing so well, it is because of the research that Dr. Joel Wallach has done. And we're grateful for that, and we'd like to introduce you here today to him. Thank you so much, Dr. Wallach.
Okay, well, thank you, Pam. And thank you, Dave, and thank you, team. And it's been a real blessing to work around the world with so many people, and we're going to start up again here pretty soon, again, doing these world projects. But today I want to talk about the omega essential fatty acids. And the omega essential fatty acids are required for the health of the cell walls of every cell in your body. The omega essential fatty acids are responsible for metabolism of some kinds. In other words, if you're deficient in the omega-3 essential fatty acids, you could get asthma. Okay, asthma is not a genetic thing. It's not an autoimmune thing. It's not something that just happens. It's actually due to a deficiency of these omega-3s. Okay, and we have the omegas. And of course, it's part of our Healthy Start Pack. It's part of our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. We also have the individuals in case you need more. Okay, you have something going on. You want to add this to it. You don't want to take these by themselves. You want to add them to the Healthy Start Pack or the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, EFAs, essential fatty acids, okay? And they're sort of amber. Oh, these are the dark ones. I apologize. These are the dark ones, okay? They're dark. And again, kids chew them up, these capsules are chewy, and they like the taste of those omega-3 essential fatty acids. Actually, these are the omegas. I apologize, okay? And then we have the omega-3s, okay? The omega-3s are amber color, okay? And they're a little bit different taste, but they're in the same type of soft gel capsule. And kids like to chew on these too. And these will also help prevent reverse asthma, skin problems, anemias, all kinds of things going on, support your immune system. And all, I shouldn't say all, but many of the functions inside of cells require the omegas and the omega-3s, okay, which are here. Then we also came up with something because so many people were having trouble with their bone marrow and so forth. So we came up with one, okay, this is called ProCardioFX. And ProCardioFX is actually the let's see here, omega-3s and omegas and omega-3s in the same capsule with other things added to it that actually really make the heart healthy. And so they add to heart health because, again, all your organs in your body require these omega fatty acids for the cell walls, for cell functions, for metabolism. And so we have the EFAs, the EFA pluses, and the ProCardia FX, okay? And then if you have high blood pressure and blocked arteries, before you start getting kidney transplants and all that kind of stuff, even if you have high blood pressure and you're on dialysis 6 days a week, you must start out with our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. These Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, okay, will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, support healthy blood pressure, okay? And you won't need a heart transplant and all this kind of stuff. And so those are available also. I only weigh 142 and I take three of these twice a day. I take three twice a day, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And I take three twice a day of the, okay, omega-3s, okay? Okay, EFA pluses are called. And then the EFAs, I take three of these twice a day. And so I'm covering the danger of heart attacks and strokes because of blood clots. Blood clots are caused by deficiency of the omegas and omega-3s. They're caused by a deficiency of them. And so, you know, here I'm in a couple of months, I'll be 84 and I've never had a stroke. I've never had a blood clot that did, you know, if I cut, you want a blood clot so it'll stop the bleeding. But a pathology blood clot in your brain, in your heart, and anywhere else in your body, you don't want. So this is why we have the Healthy Start Pack. It has 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, and 3 fatty acids. Okay. And so then we have the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which has 215 nutrients in it instead of 90, but the core is still the 90. And these omega fatty acids, these are very, very important. Everybody needs to be doing these things and teach the kids about them. Okay. They're, have fun with them. They're important. They will add many healthful years to your life, save you an enormous amount of unnecessary misery, save you a lot of money. And it doesn't get any better than that. Now, I want to talk about here. My newest book, of course, is The Wallach Revolution. The Wallach Revolution is a 75-year trail. When I started this, when I was 5 years old, started to think, why am I in trouble with my health and everybody else my age isn't having the problems? And this is a, like I say, a 75-year track. It goes through not all of my discoveries, but many of the big ones, okay, such as cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, sudden death syndrome, diabetes, heart disease, irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease. All these things are in here and tell you what causes them, how to prevent them, and how to deal with them. Now, I'm 84 years old, and I don't have any problems. I'm not on any prescription drugs. I don't have to do that. And I eat well. Okay. And the book, Hell's Kitchen, goes into the transition from when we're using wood and coal as fuel for thousands and thousands of years. We put the wood ashes and coal ashes into our gardens, and there are 95%, 98% minerals and only 2 or 3% carbon. And the plants would chomp up and eat all those minerals. And we'd eat the carrots and the beans and the peas and tomatoes and squash and onions and beets and that kind of stuff. We're getting all these minerals that way, okay, because we were fertilizing the gardens with the wood ashes and coal ashes. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of Brooklyn Bridge, all that stopped, okay, and we pulled the switch on electricity. Within 18 years, 1900, we had 50 new diseases that nobody knew about, and they blamed them on genetic diseases, autoimmune diseases, and so forth. And to make a long story short, we got a one of my articles that I wrote, okay, got a big grant, okay, because I had 500 sheep die in one night, okay, because of drop temperature. And that's because they've been getting cross-contaminated with a fertilizer from neighboring farms, and their thyroids weren't working. When the temperature dropped, they all died of hypothermia, 500 in one night. So I wrote it up. That was my first scientific article. And Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show took that article and got a $25 million grant from NIH, National Institutes of Health, called me back from Africa where I was working on the White Rhino Conservation Project. And 10 years of study, we figured out that there were no genetically transmitted diseases, no autoimmune diseases. And it's all in a book called The Disease of Exotic Animals, which was my thesis, sold for $25,000 each. Okay. Well, most people couldn't buy that. So we did a summary of that book called Epigenetics, started a whole new science that replaces genetics. And this book sells for 25 bucks, not 25,000, but 25 bucks. And that's me at the York East Primate Center in 1976, when I found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis and were able to reproduce it, eliminate it, cure it, prevent it, okay, because we figured out what it was. And they fired me. They fired me. So that's when I went back to school and became a physician. And then, of course, all the rest of that story is in on the book, The Wallach Revolution. So you need to get this. You'll hear the rest of the story, okay? And then, you know, it's an amazing thing. When you give the body what it requires, it does amazing things. I'm just going to give you a little bit of information here, which freaked me out when I realized this. This is the cost of treating symptoms, okay, in America alone. Alzheimer's disease is $305 billion a year just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent it or cure it. Arthritis, which is osteoporosis of the joints, $626.8 billion just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent it or cure it. And then there's $2.3 billion to treat the symptoms of osteoporosis, not to prevent it or cure it. So you add those two together, arthritis and osteoporosis is $3 billion. No, I take that back. $3 trillion a year, $3 trillion a year to pay for just treating the symptoms. Type 2 diabetes, $342 billion a year. And when it comes to the pre-diabetes, there's 96 million people in America, 96 million people in America that have pre-diabetes, very simple nutritional deficiency. So we have the sweeties for that. Heart disease is $316.8 billion. Obesity is $260 billion. Cancer is only $190 billion because they're going to treat you for 3 to 6 months and either you live or you die. Arthritis and osteoporosis, they treat you monthly for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. That's why it's so expensive. Okay. High blood pressure, $131 billion. Multiple sclerosis, $85 billion. Asthma in kids is $80 billion. And all of these are just simple nutritional deficiency diseases. So I just wanted you to know that's why we feel like we're doing a good service for humanity by getting these nutrients out so they can prevent and reverse these diseases so they don't have to spend this kind of money. And of course, the whole idea is not to have to use your insurance unless you have like an accident, you get in a car wreck and you have broken bones and stuff like that. That's when you really want to use your insurance because all these other things are preventable and most of them are reversible just with nutritional supplementations. And that's why we came out with the books. And one of those things where it's worth your while and your family's while to get some of these books, especially if you have some of these diseases, and see what to do. And many of them you'll be able to significantly improve or eliminate. Okay, this is not difficult. And so, and if you become a Youngevity, you know, official customer, sign up and all that kind of stuff, and become an official customer, you'll pay the wholesale prices, not the retail prices. And also, if you get on auto ship, I will pay the shipping. Oh, I'll pay the shipping if you get on auto ship. Okay, that saves you a lot of money because some of these things are heavy. You know, they're liquids, and so this is not a difficult choice. We do have the book Rare Earths and Cures. You go to chapter 10, 11, page 272 starts it. Tells you how to collect your hair, how to package it, where to ship it. Don't forget to put the check or money order in there. Tells you how much and who to write it to for the laboratory so they'll run the test. And in 2 weeks' time, you're going to get the test back. It'll tell if you're absorbing or not. If all your minerals are below the bottom line, that means you're not absorbing. That means you're eating gluten, buckwheat, something like that that's killing your intestines. You need to stop that and get on a gluten-free diet and a buckwheat-free diet. And then you need, of course, to take your nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the MSM and collagen peptides and all those kind of things to do what your body needs. And then if you have type 2 diabetes or type 1 diabetes, you take the sweeties. If you have high blood pressure, you take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Oh, three words, Ultimate Daily Classic. And they will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and help support healthy blood pressure. And you can do these things yourself. You save yourself an enormous amount of misery. You save yourself an enormous amount of money and many healthful years of your life. And then if you do this, you know, as a one of our associates, okay, which we call people who do this as a business, we send you a check every month based on the volume you create. And you can have people in your business who are three states away in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, New Zealand. And if somebody is in your business in New Zealand and you live in Ames, Iowa, and they buy something, you get a check for me, okay, kind of thing. It's one of those things. Well, computers are wonderful. The computers keep track of all these things for us. And we pay out millions and millions and millions of dollars every year. Why not join the club? And you will be getting a kind of semi-passive source of income. Okay, and a lot of things you'll be able to deduct off your taxes, including your office and your home, the amount of the floor space, the warehouse in your home, amount of floor space. Again, the same proportion of utilities, some of your car costs and insurance and stuff like that. You use your car to deliver products and also to go to and put on meetings and things all over the place. And so just think about it. Join us. It'll be one of the best things you've ever done. Okay. And again, don't forget the book, Hell's Kitchen, because it goes into that transition from wood and coal as fuel to electricity and all the problems that created. All right. The record, okay, for longevity and humanity in the Western Hemisphere, okay, the industrialized world, is 122 years and 164 days. 122 years, 164 days, Jean Calment from France, 1997. There are cultures like the Hunzas, okay, the Hunzas from the Himalayan mountains, just before Asia, okay, and their life expectancy is 120. Our life expectancy in America, depending on whose data you're looking at, is 73 to 75. Japan is 84.7, okay. Kenya is 59, and South Africa is 63. Egypt is 71. Germany is 81.26. Spain is 82, and so on. And so it's one of those things where these numbers are something you can control by avoiding the bad stuff, maximize absorbing, and also staying away from things that cause problems like plugged arteries and cancer and so forth, staying away from the bad foods. This is where reading those books will come in to teach you that. And you can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life and to the lives of the people you love. Okay, I want to be with. Okay, so all that said, I'm going to turn this back over to Dave and Pam. So they probably have some questions for us to answer.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach. Yes, I do have a client that was in a car accident and they put in some pins in her femur and her hips, and she's having great pain in her groin area. Mm-hmm. And she's going through chemo treatment right now, too. So what can you suggest to her
Is it chemo treatment for cancer?
Yes.
Okay. How old is she?
50.
How much does she weigh?
200.
Okay. Well, she's getting rid of all the bad stuff. Cause all the problems. No fried foods. No air frying, no deep frying, no pan frying, no oil frying. Absolutely no fried foods. None. Don't even do it in the same house or she's going to be inhaling the fumes. No, no, no. Okay. Absolutely no oils, no salad dressings, no cooking oils. All right. Then I like to use lemon wedges and squirt lemon juice on top of my salads. If it's a salad or vegetables that require something creamy on top of them, I'll just use yogurt. Okay. I'll just use yogurt, room temperature on my salads. Okay. That works. And then also, no gluten, no wheat, no brown rye, oats, because they destroy those villi, those little finger-like projections in your intestines, and you'll lose 98% of your absorptive surface out of your intestine in a couple of months when you eat gluten for breakfast every morning, like oatmeal or breakfast of champions, Wheaties, and those kind of things, Cheerios. You got to stay away from wheat, brown rye, oats, okay? And then you also have to stay away from buckwheat. Now, buckwheat doesn't have any gluten in it, but it does have phagopyrenes. Phagopyrenes, F-A-G-O, pyrenes are worse than gluten at destroying your intestine. And then you'll also have to stay away from sugar. You have to stay away from carbonated drinks, including the diet ones, because it's the carbonation, okay? And then also there's carbonation in water. You get carbonated water. No, 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 because it neutralizes your stomach acid, so you cannot absorb minerals or absorb and digest food. So these are sort of things that are the basics. And then we have our basic program called the Healthy Start Pack. It has the 90 essential nutrients in it, which all tissues and organs in humanity around the world require. We're talking about, 90 essential nutrients, Healthy Start Pack. It's, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. And then we have things for people who don't like to eat vegetables and all that kind of stuff. We have the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has 215 nutrients in it. 115 are from fruits and vegetables. But we, you know, have maintained the sort of the formula there. So they're still going to get the omega-3s, omegas, and that sort of thing as well. And then, let's see here. I think that covers it. Oh, they do need the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. They need the, MSM. That will rebuild, take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, the MSM. That'll rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, and so forth. Don't run off and get a double knee replacement or double hip replacement like your doctor wants to do. Give me 90 days of my program and see if you still want to have that double knee replacement or double hip replacement, because we can regrow cartilage. We can regrow bones, and doctors never talk about doing that. They just talk about doing the double knee replacement, double hip replacement, or giving you an amputation, giving you an artificial limb. I'm not in favor of those kind of things. Now, if you get in a car accident and your leg is ripped off, then you want to get an artificial limb kind of thing, okay? And so with all that said, I'm going to turn it back over to Pam and Dave.
Okay, so as far as her finance, you know, through this whole situation, we suggested the 2.0 tablets, okay? And then we gave her two of the Sweeties and then a four-pack of the minerals, the Cherry Mints. And then what we're doing, we made her a distributor, and we're going to have people help her get her, you know, life back on track by purchasing products for her at her website.
Very good. Is she in the hospital or at home?
She's at home, but this is how, yeah, it is. Thank you, Dr. Wallach. Anybody have any questions? Laura, you have your hand raised.
Hi. I would like to ask Sandy to go ahead and speak. Go ahead, Sandy, take it away.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? Okay. I was diagnosed with butterfly gliomona blastoma. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's a brain cancer, a fast growing. Could you please close the door? I'm like stressed right now. It's a very fast growing brain cancer. And some people have told me that parasites, and that if I treat the parasites, the cancer will go away. I don't know if that's true. The doctors want to drill into my brain and take some of it out, but they can't take it all out because it's got all these tentacles that wrap themselves around all your nerves and everything. So I'm having like seizures and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, I've been told to take somebody who does holistic medicine, I've been told to take doxycycline because that kills parasites, and fenbend that kills parasites. And
stop there, because we only have a few moments, so let's stop there.
Okay.
You can deal with the parasites, that's fine, but you can't depend on that, because I don't believe that parasites cause cancer. Okay, I'm a pathologist. I've done a lot of autopsies and people with cancer everywhere in the body. And nobody's ever been able to actually demonstrate in the laboratory that parasites cause cancer. But it's not going to hurt you to do that. It's going to cost you money probably, but it's not going to hurt you. But yeah. I do want you to, how much do you weigh?
185.
I want you to stay away from all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, no buckwheat, absolutely no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even no carbonated water. Then I do want you, at 185 to 200 pounds, is to take two healthy brain and heart packs a month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. Get 2 bottles a month of the MSM. So you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. They're going to support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, bone breaks bone itself, including the skull. And the bone marrow, where you're making white blood cells, which actually go and kill and eat cancer cells and parasites. So you want to get that bone marrow up and running. So that's very useful. Okay.
Okay.
And then we also want you to look at something, since you're having all these other symptoms, go with our Synaptive, because did they do some kind of scan to see and show you a picture of the cancer?
Yes, it was a MRI I forget what it is, where they can see it with
contrast. MRI is very useful. Okay, good. All right. And so, yeah, basically, again, you might also want to use our Synaptive, which is has to do specifically with brain cells talking to each other. Okay. Now go ahead and take a couple of those twice a day. And then for also your immune system, I would add extra of the EFAs. Okay, these are essential fatty acids, the EFAs. And then these are EFAs from fish livers. Okay, they're called EFA Plus. I take three of each of these twice a day and just swallow them down. They support your immune system and your bone marrow, which is your immune system. And then also we have the, let's see here, this is the, come on. Oh, here we go. I was holding the bottle wrong. Oh, Procardio FX, because we do want more blood circulation to the brain. So that means you're going to get more nutrition to the brain. Now, there's two things. The nutrition is going to go to the cancer cells. The nutrition is going to go to your white blood cells. Your nutrition is going to go to your brain cells. And you need to have these brain cells defend themselves. Okay, so that's very important. Also, I would also kind of try and regrow the white matter of the brain, which you probably saw that. It's the myelin, the white matter of the brain. Did they say anything about the myelin in your brain from the MRI?
No.
Okay. Well, the white matter of your brain is the sort of part of the brain that defends the cells, okay? Because the cells in the myelin, which is the white matter of the brain. It's kind of like the insulation material, okay? So we do have I-26, which actually was designed to rebuild, okay, this myelin, I-26. I take two or three at lunchtime. They're chewable. They taste like vanilla ice cream, okay? And even little kids like them. Okay, so that's called I-26. They come in powder, come in capsules, and come in little chewables, okay, that taste like vanilla. And so I would do that to try and, build up that defense part of your brain, okay, in the myelin. All right. And then keep in touch. Keep in touch with us every 2 weeks, and anytime you go into the doctor and get another MRI or another examination or something, get another status report.
Okay.
Yes, sir, David. What?
Yes. Has there been any studies with brain cancer and the fucoidin with the Z radical?
I don't know the answer to that question. I would have to look at it. You could go on Siri and ask Siri about that. You'll probably know before I do.
Right. So, ma'am, Sandy, we have a product called Z radical. The active ingredient is fucoidin. And fucoidin has been found to cause apoptosis, or like cell suicide in the cancer cells.
Okay.
And this is made.
You may want to look at that. That's a very powerful product.
Yeah, this is made from seaweed. The Z radical is it's a liquid, and we have one called Fucoid Z, which is a capsule of the same thing. Okay. Very good point. Very good idea, David. Okay, this will also help the immune system. And again, it's made from seaweed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we'll look forward to
there's a website. Status report. There's a website that the government maintains.
It's 9 o'clock.
Do you got any more questions?
No, I just want to take whatever I have to take and get better. The prognosis is poor, and I'm refusing that.
Good for you. Don't listen to those people.
You're in the wrong place.
Walk through this with you.
Absolutely. And Laura's there, and you are in the right place. The resources at www.drjwallach.com has all of the books that you would need to educate yourself on all the things that Dr. Wallach has done and the things that will help support you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach, for your time.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night. Thanks, Doc. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Pam. God bless.
You're welcome. Love you.